I was in a hurry. You understand? These are the issues. Well, I thought this was what they told me. I was walking by, and I've pointed out to him, which was actually what happened, that they told you to check. It was a check. The first check, that just check. You may be one of the lucky ones. And I'm sure they gave you a phone number. You're supposed to call and just verify. Otherwise, you give them 3 extra days and things will be okay. You understand what I'm saying? Okay? So you could have just told me things like that simply. Now, talking about confession now, this is how it works also. If we confess our sins, there are 2 sides to it. There are things you know that you think you know. You understand what I'm saying? That's one. For me, that is where my confession starts from. Father, I thank you because I could go to Enugu, Ibadan, Lagos, Abuja, Kaduna, Kotangora. I'm a Nigerian. They told me that if I move from this area and to this area, I will be discriminated against. But, now listen to this. But, I have also understood from the word of God that if God's favor is upon me, are you getting my point? That if the ways of a man pleases the Lord, it makes... No, he didn't say his enemies. He said it makes even... That's the word. Thank you. Don't jump that even. If you jump that even, you miss the sense. He makes even his enemies to be at peace with him. That is, everybody will be at peace with him, even if they are his enemies. That was one thing. Because as a person then, when I had to pray, when people brought up the issue, I know Nigeria, you have to stay with your people. And I said, who is my people? Because I've seen intra-street conflict. I've seen brothers killing brothers. Which one is my people? There was one young man in Lagos. That time, you know, you have a crunchy stuff like that. And in Enugu here now and all over around. You have Mr. Biggs. One of the early ones they had in Lagos that time. The man died one morning. He was killed by assassins hired by his first son. So, who are your people? Who are my people? I said, that's nonsense. I've seen all kinds of troubles. And the story I always told was the story of Joseph. That Joseph was not an Egyptian. But you know what happened to him in Egypt. I said, if God blesses you, you are blessed anywhere. That was a confession. Are you getting what I'm saying? Confession is not always, I did this, I didn't do that. No. The thing I think I know, I point out before God. Do you follow my point? Listen, let me tell you something again about confession. The fears people are warning you about. You want to marry an only son. That was how Lagbaja did the other time. That's why he's wearing mask till today. They will be pointing to this, pointing to that, pointing to that. When you go and pray, don't pretend like you didn't hear it, especially if you heard it. You know, there are 2 kinds of hearing. There's a hearing that it just bounced, boom. But there's a hearing that it woke you up at night, in Jesus' name I reject it. You know that kind of one. That one, you have heard that one. When you kneel down to pray, say, Lord, you know this Lagbaja and mask matter. Let's quickly, I don't want to wear a mask. And listen, whether you say it or not, God knows it's in your heart. But it can't help you until you bring it out of your mouth. Are you getting the point? That's how prayers are made. You say, look at money. You know you need money to finish this project. I remember I told the story before. A friend of mine told me he was going to South Africa. And I was like, why are you bothering? He said, and we're age mates. He just finished medicine that time. So I was telling him, then I was the resident. I said, oh, but you know you are very lucky that you did this thing on time. He did the first degree, then went back to school, studied medicine, was now going abroad. He said, he now began to tell me the family problems that exist. We're family friends. I didn't even know about them. And that he has to find money to solve some crucial matters. If you remember, I've told you this, the gist before. That day, when he left, I felt like a wicked soul. I don't know whether I get the point. Now this profession of faith you have been having, you've never thought about anybody apart from yourself. Maybe you like hunger. What about people who are connected to you? I don't know whether you understand. That maybe you like to go hungry. By faith, you shall go hungry. John the Baptist. What about those who are hooked on you? You want to drag them into the wilderness and share your goat skin and be making dishes of locusts and wild honey for all of them? You understand? When that guy left, I remember I laid down in my apartment that day and I was concerned. Not for any other thing than my own lack of thoughtfulness. And the scripture dropped in my heart. I can't ever forget. It said, except a man hates his father and mother and this and that and brother and sister, he cannot be my disciple. And I realized that I didn't have any choice. The point I'm making is this. When there are pressures like that on you, you don't just do like nothing happened. No, you confess your sins. Are you getting my point? These are the burdens upon the man's soul. You lay them down simple. In simple terms, utter them to God in prayers. If you confess, is what I'm talking about. You know, the problem with people is they hide in their hearts and say, it does not matter. Are you getting my point? No, it doesn't matter. They have no solution for it, but they can't afford to talk about it. One of the things I love about God is that I can tell him anything. No, you know, when I say anything, but okay, let me tell the story of Demon Shakarian again. When he wanted to sell, he read the book. I've talked about it so many times. If you haven't read it by now, I'll make you do a summary for me. Inside the book, when he was going to, I had to offload the milling business he had started, and which was totally out of the will of God. And the Lord made it clear to him that he had to offload it. He said he looked around in a kind of childish manner and said, God, please, can you get me a good price? It was to him like, ah, God, I beg. I've lost a lot of money on this deal, please. I know it's disobedience that brought me to this level. But please, can you just arrange me to get a good price? I beg. He said it simply like that. Do you know, the following day, somebody called offering to buy the business. How did you know we're selling? Because Demetrius Akan's father was surprised. How did you know you're planning to sell? The man said, God woke him up at night and said, go and buy it. A business that was losing money by the day, they didn't even agree to sell it on time because he was doing a crusade somewhere. Finally, they couldn't agree on price because he had asked the Lord, please give me a good price. The Lord woke that guy up again at night and said, go in the morning, call Demons. They called Demons. Meet his price and buy that thing. So the guy comes and says, boy, please, I need to be able to sleep properly. Just come. Let's sign papers. I need to sleep properly. Because the Lord didn't let that guy rest until he had matched the price that Demos desired. Do you get what I'm going to explain? That is, listen, with God, you bear your mind totally and thoroughly. Don't forget, we are trying to please God. Amen? We're not trying to get what is good to our flesh. We're not trying to get what we like or what we dislike. We're trying to get rid of it. No. We are trying to do that which is pleasing to God. This is why I'm saying all of these things, emphasizing that. Because sometimes God will take away that which you thought was good. If you had laid everything bare before him, before then, your heart will not be troubled. Sometimes God will close doors that you thought they were beautiful doors, but you just bothered to kneel down. He said, lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him. There are doors that may look beautiful. Don't forget to still lay them down in, you know, this is our confession principle. One of the things I found out, at least happened to me then, is that sometimes I think a decision is hard, all right, to make. And I follow this principle. I begin to, first of all, give God thanks for the things that I know. It's part of the confession. I thank him. I'm happy I know this. For example, maybe it's a money matter. I say, Lord, my future is secured. I thank you for that. I thank you because there's no good thing that you will withhold from those who walk uprightly. I thank you because a man that has $1 billion now is not surer of where he will live in 10 years' time than I am. In fact, I am surer of the fact that I will have a shelter over my head than he is. Why? Because my treasure is in heaven. Are you getting my point? And I keep on saying things like that. I talk about the whole thing. You know, many times, okay, maybe I now bring up the issue that this is what the matter is. So I'm having confusion about this or that. A lot of times, by the time I finish praying, I realize that prayer was not necessary. In fact, I still remember one particular situation like that. I was about to start praying. I just went through, that's how I always do it. If any man lacks wisdom, that's not what he says. So I first bring up the wisdom I have before I get to the point in which I'm lacking. Are you getting what I'm explaining there? So as I'm rehearsing it, if I remember that particular day, I was walking on the road, I was saying that those prayers. At the point in time, it was also about knowing the will of God. At the point in time, I just suddenly realized that, no, I can't miss it. I don't know how to say it. As I just finished giving thanks, it just hit me that, no, don't worry, you can't miss it. I remember I said simply to the Lord, I said, sorry to bother you. That prayer is not even necessary. And I closed the prayer there. I was about to pray about something, say, God, please, don't let me miss it here. Don't let me miss it that. After saying, Father, I thank you. I just uttering the wisdom I had. It just struck me. Now, don't worry. He said, last time I was reading, he said, he will make your path straight. Remember I said that? That if God has to close the door so that you won't be able to pass through it, believe me, he will. You hear what I said? Believe me, he will do what? He will. I said something last time. Let me say it again. Christians think that all God does is speak to people. Whisper in your ears. He does that if he has to, once in a while. But believe me, on the average, it's a very rare thing. You go through one whole year of praying and fasting, and nobody's telling you anything. The only voice of God you will hear is from the cassette you are playing. That this is the preacher. Like you've come for Bible study this evening. It's the voice of God. Yet, he didn't leave you alone for 1 minute. Are you getting what I'm saying? What did I say? He did not leave you alone for 1 minute. He decided the bus you entered, the shirt you bought, the rent you paid, the land you bought. Are you getting what I'm trying to explain? What they just simply did is at the time, that land, oh my God, this was the best. Oh, we should have bought that one. As you're about to pay, they say, they don't sell them. What are you going to do? Are you still praying? Is it the will of God? I've seen people come to me before and say, the Lord revealed to me that woman is my wife. Foolish Galatian. The girl is married next week. Which one is your wife again? Person don't print wedding card. You know, as a preacher, you have to be nice. Okay, the answer I give is, praise God. If he said it, he will bring it to pass. Until he brings it to pass, you just go and relax. Don't do anything dangerous. Don't go to the wedding. And they say, if anybody's here, that is like, is that here? You go and put up your foolish hand. I say, I better go. I don't need that one. No. I've seen it before. It was that dreaming dreams. The Lord revealed to me that this man... wait. But boy is engaged though. Yeah, so, okay. This is sound counsel. In Jesus' name, if he said it, he will bring it to pass. And until he brings it to pass, don't do anything dangerous. Just leave the guy alone. And if after he has married, you are still there waiting, and you are my friend, I will call you, say, well, in case it's your husband, see, he has a wife currently. You to marry another husband, meanwhile. But adventure, when God wants to do his will, he will do it later. But the Lord is good. I said the Lord is good. What I'm going to say is that, I mean, if you're not in that realm of foolishness, yes, no, that is a realm of foolishness. If you're not in that realm of foolishness, you will know when the door has closed now. That's what I'm going to explain. He said, I've been believing God for that car in the name of Jesus Christ. I call that car to be that very one. That one is the one. You get there, but what's saying don't sell them? What's your own again? They've sold it. Father, I claim it. Alright, you've claimed it. So go home now. When the owner, when the Holy Spirit wakes him up, you come and resell it to you. That's what he means. He will make your path straight. That's what I'm going to explain. Some of the things you are believing for, he will close the door. There's a story I like to tell all the time, a friend of mine. He told me that he was believing God, you know, this kind of confession, maybe like, assuming you are doing business now, he was believing God that he will get this kind of client, a particular company. I mentioned to him that, look, I know somebody who knows somebody. I said, okay, fine. And I talked to that fellow. He was a big boss in that company. Please, one of my friends wants you guys to do business with him. He said to me that, well, he doesn't work there anymore. But I should tell my friend that in case he's thinking of doing business with those guys, he shouldn't bother. That the company is insolvent. That if they owe him money, they will never pay. So I went and told my friend, said, look, I've talked to that guy I told you about. He said, oh boy, forget it. That place you are looking at, if they owe you money, they will never pay. You know what he said to me? I don't care about that. I'm going to do whatever God tells me to do. Now I zip my mouth. Me that have spoken, it's not God that sent me. When I told you I'll go and talk to somebody, you didn't realize God had to talk to you that time. Of course, I will argue about it. While he was watching, the company collapsed and it was a national disaster. While he was watching, what happened? The company collapsed. He will make your path straight. We often read that he will direct your path, so he'll be whispering. You see that? See that Omoge that's coming? She's the daughter of God that God has anointed for you. Amen. If you greet her and he slap you, it's not God that spoke to you. You understand what I'm saying? Just go your way. Wait. You know, I've told you before. When you are persecuted in this city, what do? You flee to the next. That's the word of the Lord. That's the general word of God. Use it. Christians love too many whisperations. They will whisper. Holy Spirit, whisper to me this morning. Shall I wear a blue shirt? Fine. If that blue shirt is important for your destiny, may you hear the whispers. But peradventure this morning, he hasn't said anything to you. I'm sure you still found a shirt to wear. He will make your path straight. I'm trying to emphasize that. When you have prayed like this, there are times. Now, one of the ways that God answers your prayer, he gives you new wisdom. Somebody say new wisdom. Or let me put it like this, new understanding. Yes. Because if any man lacks wisdom, what is wisdom? We said it's knowledge that you have and the understanding of the application thereof. So sometimes what happens is that it just gives you new understanding. It gives you a new way of applying that which you knew already, or gives you new information. Like that my friend I was telling you about, while he was praying and claiming that company's patronage by faith, the Holy Spirit sent me through the other man to go and tell him that company is insolvent. Do you understand my point? If he had known that, he would not have needed to be praying for connection over there. And that's what he would do. Some of you are thinking about, should I take a job here? Should I take a job here? Should I take a job here? And somebody said, where? That company. Forget. Sanusi will soon finish them next week. What else do you need? A man that has information says that, look, they are collapsing that company next week. CBN governor is withdrawing their license. And sometimes God doesn't give you that. In fact, I just want to use it as an illustration. That it's not every time you even need that information. It just directs, closes the door. There was a place I was supposed to work those days in Lagos. The day I was supposed to resume work, the day before that I called and they said, how far? And they said, boy, we don't want you again. I was surprised. I tried to get what happened. No information. This is a summary. Long after, I was just discussing, just like we're just in here with a friend of mine. And I said, which clinic was that? I mentioned the name of the clinic. He said, that one, better thank your God. I said, what was the issue? He said, those guys, they never used to pay. He was a sales rep, a pharmacist. He said, listen, that's how they used to owe money. Meanwhile, I was wondering, God didn't have to whisper to me, my son, they shall owe you money if you work here. No need. You look for work, they close the door. Have you? The Lord is good. I said, the Lord is good. Now, what's the point I'm going to make? That if you confess your sins, I'm going to emphasize that. I started by saying Christianity is what? Grace. Is the power of God setting you on the right path, making you do that which is right and that which is pleasing to Him. When you lack wisdom, this is how you pray. You settle down. You know, Christians, I said, we claim too many things. Before you get to the claiming phase of the prayer, start like this. That's why I like Thanksgiving. I give the Lord thanks. And I begin to, remember that confession? Confess everything that I know. Everything that is the fear people are pushing in my mind. Everything that is the confusion that is out there. You understand my point? Look, and listen. Let me just emphasize it again. If something troubles you, it is troubling you. I don't know whether I hear what I said. If something is troubling you, it is troubling you. Don't behave as if it's not troubling you. But how do you handle the thing that's troubling you? That's what I'm saying. You kneel down nicely and say to the Lord, this thing is troubling me. That's it. I'm not going to give you the things he will do as a result. Because that will be beyond the exercise of today. The issue is that just say it like that and you watch him solve it. That's one part of faith that Christians have missed. They think that if you show any kind of doubt, it's not good. Listen, there are two ways of showing doubt. There's a doubt in which, who said that one? That one's in the Bible. Oh boy, forget it. Now, real life, they talk here. That is the kind of doubt that will get you killed. You know what I'm saying? You remember, there was one guy, 2 Kings chapter 7, it got him killed. But there's a kind of doubt that Mary showed, in which she was amazed. You see a young lady, say she's pregnant, say, me? How can, is it possible? For where? How is that possible? It's a question, Abby. It's just a question. She's curious. She wants to know. In the same manner, if something is a matter of, it's causing troubles in your mind, and you kneel down and you pour out all your cries in supplication to God, it's not doubt. It's called confession of sin. Are you getting what I'm saying? For example, Lord, you say I should marry him. He's a firstborn. Me and this is my firstborn matter. God help me. His father is a polygamist. He has 13 younger ones. Yeah, you should say it like that. Just lock the door. Make sure nobody hears the outside. Lord, I went to their house last time. Did you see the number of younger brothers? We take care of that. You know me, I'm a pepper. I don't like wahala. See, say it like, oh God, pray. And please, when you want to pray that kind of prayer, don't, you know, all your phonet, the tongues that you know how to speak, speak in the first 5 minutes. Oh, thou God that dwellest in light unapproachable, who made the heavens and the earth from the beginning. Oh my God, I just worship you. And I tremble before thy throne, thy most awesome presence, before which, say all of that in 5 minutes. The Lord is waiting for you to finish. You finish, say, Lord, I hope you are impressed by that praise worship. God said, it was good, it was good, it was good. He said, Lord, now can we talk? He said, I was waiting. You know, so if we never do that one, prayer never start. God not the vex, so it's good. Amen? Call him all kinds of names. It's all right. When you have finished praising and gyrating, speak all it and say, Lord, let's talk about that matter. Yes now. Uncle Fred, yes. Naim. 13 younger brothers. And he's an able man. Don't forget to. Who believes his brothers are very important. Say, oh my God. How will God do? Ha. Lord, you know, Pastor Bangi said that it is what is pleasing in your sight. That's why I'm here. Were it not for that? And what am I even considering the matter for? You know me now. When I was in university, once you're a firstborn, whether you have two younger ones or not, I'm not even the look that side. I said, Lord, but you know, I haven't heard the word over some time. It's an issue. But, Abba God, I don't want the quarrel, though. 3-bedroom flat, every brother visiting today and tomorrow. I will become irritable, though. He said, Pastor, one kind of prayer is that. This is the best kind of prayer I'm teaching you. He said, Lord, all my problems are in my understanding, so I'm not using tongue to tell you now. I can see the, you know, if you pray with that understanding, because you don't know what you're saying. This one, I know what my problem is. Let's quickly analyze it. Now, how will God solve it for you? I don't know. Let me put it like that. I don't know. There are times he will give you a love for the multitude. You won't know why. You just wake up in the morning. Suddenly you are loving multitudes of people. He's preparing you for... You now realize it's not even an issue anymore. Or suddenly, while you are still considering it, you just suddenly realize that God is moving you or him or whatever in one direction that you are going to have a ranch to live on. So no problem. Everybody can have their own corners of the ranch if they all want to come. Or you suddenly have a revelation of prosperity so strong that you know you can take care of a village. Whichever way he will do it, but he will do it. But one thing is that we don't make decisions based on our fears. It's called leaning on our own understanding. Please, I hope you are getting what I'm explaining. Listen, that's the whole concept. What I'm going to teach you today is to settle down. That confession part is what I'm talking about. In which I just lay everything before God. You know, I told you before, it says, look, I'm a good Christian. I can't take any nonsense. That's not a sign of good Christianity. Sometimes it's a sign of good stupidity. You understand what I'm saying? The Bible never says you should enjoy hardship. Did it say so? No, let's answer me now. Did it say enjoy hardship? What did it say? Endure. So even God understands that hardship is what? Endurance. It's hard. You think Jesus enjoyed the cross? Did he enjoy the cross? What did he say? He endured. Despising the shame, it was shame. A spirit had to enter him to make the thing endurable. So, look, that's what I'm talking about, grace. There's no boju in this Christianity. If you are afraid, you know what you do? You run into a corner. I say, Lord, I dey fear. Oh, boy, man, dey fear. See, I don't want trouble for public. You know, I'm a pastor. Say it like that. So, Lord, please, I'm afraid. Help me now. That is faith. That you didn't disappear from the place. You went to the presence of God to go and solve your current problem. That is what faith is. You get what I'm saying? That is, he said, if we confess our sins, to go before God's presence and say, Lord, I am afraid. He said, you are releasing that fear. And you get what I'm saying? You are removing it from there. You saw Jesus do it now. He went to the garden and he prayed. And what was the prayer? You saw it. Lord, this thing is not easy. If it's possible, let's try and arrange another way. But whatever it is, let your will. And that's the important thing. Is that I'm happy I started today with it. Because that's the most important thing. The mindset that says whatever it is, the will of God must be done. You understand that point? It's not which one is the sweet one. Let's see how we can get it. No. The baseline is this. We are here to make sure they are walking. We are walking in a manner pleasing to God. That's all we are here for. All this plenty talk, all this prayer is to ensure that at the end of the day, we choose that which pleases him. Let me say this as I close. People say that, listen, you will go and learn how to hear the voice of the Holy Spirit. I have never read in the Bible where men are taught how to hear the voice of the Holy Spirit. I've never. The only man that there's a reference to it that I remember, I may be mistaken, correct me, was Samuel. He heard it first. Somebody just helped him identify what he was hearing. Or the one that you'll be tuning your ear in frequency. Listen. The proper way to tune your ear is what I'm talking about. Are you getting my point? It's a heart tuning. It's not the ear tuning. Listen, when you want to tune a radio, is it the antenna that's the problem? Is it the antenna? It's something inside. It's something inside. So those days when we used to use dial, you turn it like this. This, everything doesn't spoil. So you just put, you press button, ta, 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 ta. You see the frequency changing. But the antenna just remains up there. What am I saying? What we are doing is changing the frequency of the heart. I think Christians emphasize too much on, I pray until God speaks to me. The truth is that he spoke before you were born. Let me tell you, he spoke before you entered into trouble. He spoke before you got confused. You understand my point? The speech had been uttered. It's the reception that the problem is with. It's the reception. And that's what we're talking about. So when the heart is clogged with worries, with fears, or with ignorance, this is how we clean it out. We pray. And then the will of God is revealed whichever way he will choose. I don't know. There are many ways you can choose. One of those ways, which is not very frequent, is this whispering way. Let me emphasize it again. People say, Pastor Frank, in fact, God doesn't speak. He does. But just that in modern day Christianity, for everything God spoke to me, I hear people say, 9.5 of them, God did not speak. He did not. At least not a personal communication. Alright? So, one of the ways he may use, let me say it again, you can dream. Amen? Have you ever been given direction in the dream before? I have. Yes, it happens. And you saw it in the scriptures. What's his name? Paul. He tried to go here, he don't walk. He tried to go here, he don't walk. Then one day he slept. And he heard a man say in his dream, come over to Macedonia and help us. He knew that that must be God giving direction. So he can choose to use a dream. Or the one that he uses most frequently, that's what I believe, is that arranging your path, making it straight. You have five job openings. All of them nice. Now, which one do I take? In the morning, you wake up. Two times, which one should I choose? Five job openings. And then they call you, say, oh boy, that first company, they know they employ again, they don't shut down. That's reduced to four. No, be so. You don't need any whisperation. It is now four that is left. The other one said that, no, you must resume tomorrow morning. How can I resume? Where I'm working right now, I have to give them 1 month's notice. That door has not closed. I mean, there was one, recently we employed people in my office. One of the seats were very, very few. They gave out two spaces. One of the guys gave me the space. He came to me and said, thank you very much. Please, can I have 1 month to resume? I said, oh, it's your entitlement, 1 month. At the end of 5 weeks, I didn't see him. I called him, I said, oh boy, do I give out your space? Let me declare you didn't come to take it to. He said, oh God, please, I'll come and see you. The following week, he came to see me. He explained one long cock and bull story. I should give another 1 month. So I said to him, if I don't see you at work in 4 days' time, don't come near my office again. He tried to beg me to explain why he needed the extra 1 month. As he was talking, I was doing something. When he said, you understand, sir? I looked at him and said, oh, are you still there? He said, yes, sir. I said, if I don't see you at work by Friday, consider the space forfeited. I continued what I was doing. He got up and he left. On Thursday, I walked to my CMD's office and said, excuse me, sir. That young man you gave that space, he has till tomorrow. If I don't see him by tomorrow, please give somebody else on Monday. Now, I'm sure somewhere was praying, Lord, speak. And the Lord told me to speak for him. Is that not so? I closed the door. I just slammed the door shut. And of course, the following week, we gave out the space to somebody else. If he shows up now and says, I'm ready, I say, oh boy, it's too late. You see how God is making his path straight? Yes. No, you think God only does nice, and say, my son, anytime you want, it'll be waiting for you. No. Sometimes he says, you don't take it now, I'm not giving you. What does that mean? It's a nice way. He knows you can't take it now. I'm sure that guy had that kind of problem. Maybe he was under pressure somewhere. I just took it. Well, my own logic was that. What are we begging you? We have like 10 people on the queue. They waste our time. I mean, I collected it, didn't give somebody else. But that's another way by which God makes the path straight. Let me just add this one to it as I close. Don't ever feel bad when God closes a door. I should add that one. Let me say it again. When the Lord closes the door, don't feel bad. It's part of his making your paths straight. I can't begin to tell you stories now of doors that God has closed for me. And I look back and I'm happy. As for men, if woman give you issue, it's the will of God. Say amen. Amen. And for ladies too, if a man starts calling you, it's the will of God. Amen. Nobody wants to answer me now. Is the will of God. Is the will of God. Some people say that as a man, if a man is engaged, he should be a man of his word. When did engagement and marriage become the same thing? How nonsense is that? How many Christians say that? People say, why are you crying? Bro, say, no, they marry again. Is that the first time? You never heard, should I give you the life stories of many people who have been rejected in marriage? My friend Claire said, no, brothers should be men of integrity. What is integrity? I want to marry, I don't want to marry again, I'm by force. What is integrity in this matter? It's only husbands that are supposed to show that kind of integrity, amen? Once you don't marry, you're not going anywhere. If you're only engaged, you can change your mind. What's the big deal? That's why it's called engagement. It's an attempt. Is that not so? You know, you can be laughing at me. I'm one of the few pastors that will tell you the truth. It's an attempt. What am I saying? So if the door closes, so what? He takes away the first to establish the second. As, look, just by the way, every experience in life has the word of God as the anchor of your soul. You understand my point? That kind of thing happens. He takes away the first to establish the second. He said, Pastor Bank, you don't understand. These ladies are not good. These sisters, I don't understand what they are teaching them in their churches these days. For the last 2 years, I spent my money, I spent my time. Is the money that's paying you a bit? Don't worry, don't worry. Go and read my book, Great Faith Can Be Yours. I said, Isaacs never die. What did I say? Isaacs never die. Physically, their flesh may die, but that spirit, that seed called Isaac, it can't die. You want to kill it if you start whining and complaining. If you just give the scripture, he takes away the first to establish the second. You see, the investments you made before, the seed is still hanging in the spirit. The next woman where you go marry like this, you no go spend half a cup. Half a cup like this, no go spend. Half. Whatever he said, it really made you laugh. The Lord is good. I said the Lord is good. Oh, the Lord is good. Let me close my message. I beg time, don't go. What summary of what I've been saying? I think I've said what I'm supposed to say. If not, I'll finish it next time. Our time has already gone. What I've been saying is simple. I think my emphasis today has been on that. If you confess our sins, don't forget, we are leaning not on our own understanding, but we are leaning on the wisdom of God. We are trying to do that which is pleasing in His sight. We said that Christianity is grace. What is grace? God utters the word. He gives us the empowerment to obey it also. That faith in that word is what releases the power for obedience. When we don't know what to do, or we know what to do is difficult to do, it's simple. We crawl to His presence. We confess our sins. Sin doesn't mean I did something bad. It means I don't know what to do. That's also part of it. So I confess that I'm confused. I confess if I am afraid. I confess what I even think I know, because it may not be true. And even it is true, even though it is true, God will strengthen it again in my heart. I confess those things. I give God thanks. I lay my heart bare before Him. And I say in summary, nevertheless, not my will, but yours be done. And we will see God begin to make our path straight. I hope you got my point today. If you understood me, say amen.
Amen.
Let's bow down here and just give the Lord thanks.